It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Race Wars in the building. We still back quarantining. Some people social distancing. Some
ain't. Rich! Richie, what up?
That's Dante. Yeah. Say hello to the people.
What's going on?
Dante got baby brain now because he in there with that baby during quarantine.
That's it. That's all I need is a baby.
you really bugged me. I'm doing camera stupid. You're a black Bobby Kelly.
Never say that to me again.
Black Bobby.
I will fight you.
What's up, Jay?
Not much, man. How are you doing?
I'm glad you can join us. I have to track you down on Twitter to get you on.
No. Actually, I realized I had to reset it. I was on earlier, and there's no one there. So I reset it.
Oh, what? You logged on early?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I have another invite for Race Wars on the 3rd.
What?
July 3rd. I got another invite for July 3rd.
I What's think today? You made that one.
No, I didn't. No, I
think
didn't.
That came from you.
Dante missed his last appearance. And now he got a July 3rd where we don't tape.
What's going on?
July 3rd, I'll be That's busy getting my decorations and fireworks together. For the white man's Juneteenth, the day after.
That's it. Ready to rock and roll.
The white man deserve to have a Juneteenth?
Of course. I mean, they deserve everything.
Richie's in the building, too. What's up, Rich?
Happy Juneteenth to you as well. How are you?
Thank you. I appreciate that, Richard.
Yeah. I miss everybody. It needs explaining.
Yes.
I'm in Florida.
You got missing children on your wall? Yeah, you got to explain that.
Yeah, we came down here to take care of my girlfriend's parents. They both had COVID, and they were both on ventilators. So that explains this creepy cross-stitch mural on the wall of two adorable children.
Are they doing all right, our parents?
It was a miracle that we got them both back. Her mom was on the vent for 9 days. Her dad was on for 20.
Wow.
Anything past 14 is when you're really in danger because your lungs get fibrous. But we cannonballed it down here. We rented a car from Enterprise. All we told them was that we needed a big vehicle that had Florida tags because we were afraid of getting pulled over. And they were like, we got you. There's no questions asked.
And plus, he was driving while white, so you'll be all right. You're going to get down there.
You're fine.
Yeah. Dude, 17 hours door-to-door from East Brunswick, New Jersey to Wellington, Florida. It was amazing.
That's amazing. And no traffic, right?
Yeah, that same weekend was when somebody broke the cannonball record. It's been in existence since, like, the 70s. Because somebody took advantage of it. It was like, fuck it, there's no traffic. And they crushed it.
And somebody got their Burt Reynolds on and broke the cannonball record.
Yep. No Dom Dell Weezes out there this time.
So both parents are doing well, though, right?
Yeah, her dad still has a lot of physical therapy and stuff to do.
But I want to know if I can get my jokes in now.
Yes.
Family, two ventilators, one family, three whites.
I know. Preaching to the choir.
What kind of health care they got? They ain't no Obamacare. You don't get one family, two ventilators.
Yeah, the best best line of the whole
thing. Yes, you got to back and forth it. Jay knows.
It's one ventilator for Brooklyn. This one.
You hauled like it in this puff pass, motherfucker.
Two people scuba diving with the same tank.
I got a ventilator early. They said just keep it in the corner until you need it. You guys.
I got an extra ventilator.
Black people don't get one? That's weird.
No, you don't get one. I gotta have you use a paper bag and do one of these. I got ventilator. Paper bag.
You got the hyperventilator.
Yeah, her mom had the greatest. By
the way. So is that you and your sister on the wall there?
No, that is a niece and nephew. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They look adorable.
Rich, you got three cuts. Rich, you got three cuts in your eyebrows trying to wild out. What's up?
Yeah, Richie, funny, right? When did you Mad Max your hair out? Was it when you were barreling down the highway to Florida?
Basically, I decided like 2 weeks in. Yeah, 2 weeks in, I knew that this thing was going the distance. So I cut my hair like the kid that died drunk driving a Trans Am in high school.
Finally get to be the degenerate you always wanted to be.
Yeah, it's a mullet with a bald spot. It's pretty sweet.
Did you cut it yourself?
Yeah, I did this.
Yeah.
Got the stripes on this side, Z on the other, and it's just starting to feather out in the back. If you can see that,
if we're in quarantine,
6 months from now, I'm going full like a Joe Exotic.
Jay, where are you, Jay?
I am in Brooklyn. I'm in Bushwick.
Okay, you been there the whole time.
Yep, the whole time. The whole fucking time. I really want to get the hell out of here too. But yeah, I've been here the whole time.
Right.
And I swear to God, there's like a fireworks shop like down the street from us or something. Because every night.
Have you heard the conspiracies that it's the police?
I did.
Making the need for themselves known so that we can all rest knowing that there's deadly fireworks going on. We definitely need the police.
Now black people are afraid to call the police for fireworks. That's all it's like.
I'm on the roof just watching it. I'm not calling nobody. Fuck that.
I'm not going to try to get somebody killed just because it's noisy.
Right.
I ain't calling the fucking military in just because some kids found some firecrackers.
And they're spending a fortune on them, right?
Dude, somebody's got to be leaving them around. Because I used to buy fireworks. One of those big cloud bursts is like $40,
right?
And that'll go on for 2-3 hours. Nobody's spending that kind of money on fireworks.
But they're cheaper now. I was in the burbs, money, just all white people, and it was blasting fireworks like crazy. I was like, okay, so if they.
But how much? How much money? How much is a good cloud burst? Yeah. It's like $30-$40.
Not no more, baby. You can go online and get one of those straight from China for $7.
How much?
Probably $7.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No. Dante's gonna light his whole block on fire.
Somebody said in Jersey they have dynamite. Because I remember when we was kids.
Doing kids, we had the M80s that was like.
We had half sticks.
Yeah, half stick. We had some half stick came after the M80s. Because some people needed a bigger bowl.
Did you guys not have PlayStations?
We had dynamite.
Get out the house, you fucking. See, Karen stayed in the house a whole childhood.
Wow, old people are so different.
we had games. We used to play in a mine.
It was M80s, then quarter sticks, then half sticks.
Yeah. I remember one time, I tell this story sometimes, but it's a brutal story. But
you guys all orphans?
I was. Why are you? I was like 8 or 9 years old.
No, we weren't nerds. That's why.
Where were your parents?
It was fire. It was like July 4th time. A girl on my block, Rhonda. Her name was Rhonda.
Every block has a Rhonda.
They had a Rhonda. She's like 15, maybe. She grabs a stray cat, takes a firecracker, sticks it in the cat's ass.
No.
Lights it. The cat runs under the car, and all you heard was boom, meow. And I was like, wow. Scarred for life. She later on went and joined the Marines.
Of course she did.
I was going to say her name has to be Officer Rhonda now, but
she's a Marine. She was a long time.
She sounds like a fucking tank.
The cat's ass. Like, just to put it in the ass of a cat was just. I don't know what it is. That's just weird to me.
Yeah. I didn't even know you could buy fireworks till the first time we drove south 1 year or something like that. No, actually spring break. I went south on spring break and I saw all these signs like fireworks. I was like, shit, you can buy fireworks? I had no idea. All I saw was like south of the border, that stupid amusement park, then fireworks. Yeah. And then
where'd you grow up, Jay?
About 6 hours north of here and right near Canada. Please call it called Westport, New York. Yeah.
Wow. Because we used Westport.
Like due north.
Oh, you grew up in Westport?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is, do you know where it is?
Yeah, I know all in New York. Y'all in Canada's basement, I call you.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Canada go down there to fix the boiler.
Yeah, we're Canada's, Canada's ball sack.
What's that?
Canada's ball sack.
Yeah, did y'all probably go to Canada to party?
A few times, yeah. It was like an hour to cross the border.
Now, what was that town like? What was that silly town like?
it's brutal. I mean, it's just as bad now. You go there, you'll find out exactly what it was like 30 years ago.
Really?
It's just like 1,200 people. There's like no black people, black people. No one would come out of the closet until after they left too. So like everyone was just like we actually fired a gym teacher because she was a lesbian in our school.
Right.
That literally happens. Yeah.
That's the best kind of gym teacher.
Right?
That's what they're supposed to be.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the other one probably molested half the boys in fifth grade for all we know, but he's not a lesbian. So.
Wow. How big was the school?
We had kindergarten through 12th in one building, and it was like there were 26 in my graduating class. It was a big class.
Hold
it was
up,
like
hold 200 up.
Total. Yeah.
Kindergarten through 12th?
In one building.
In one building. So 8 17-year-olds is in there with the little kids. They all having lunch.
Yeah. It's not good.
That's crazy.
Everybody up there pedophiling.
No, seriously, up through sixth grade was one floor, and then above it was like, it's like Laura Ingalls Wilder, like only
yes.
bigger scale, you know? It's like, we all shared teachers and stuff like that. It was,
did somebody get Scarlet's fever freshman year?
Somebody had, anybody get rickets? Nobody has rickets?
Consumption. We better close the school.
So do you have how big was like the senior class?
Like mine was 26. The one before was 9.
So no prom. Yeah, no prom is on there.
Yeah, we had a prom.
Y'all had a prom?
A nine person prom is an orgy. This is an orgy.
No. But they invited anyone can come. We just had to buy a ticket. So
ninth person could be the only one that doesn't have someone to dance with. That'd be so fucking sad. Four couples and one shithead.
He came with the mayor. Holy shit. So how fast did you get the hell out of there?
Soon. I didn't, like, right after high school, I just left. That was it.
You just broke out. Did you go to college, or you just broke out?
I went to another small, like, upstate New York, Potsdam.
We used to road trip up there. I went to SUNY New Paltz.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I went to Clarkson, which is in Potsdam.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I went to SUNY Albany and just stuck around Albany.
We used to hang out SUNY Albany all the time.
Yeah, SUNY Albany. I used to go up there. My boy used to go to, he used to play ball for Schenectady. And it was right, you go down Central Ave, you right, boom, boom, boom.
And Plattsburgh is further up, right?
Yeah. Plattsburgh's north of where I grew up. They're both they're all like party schools too. Like we used to drink in Plattsburgh rather than Montreal, because it was like you didn't have to go as far, and they didn't give a shit there either. There were bars in the entire town. It's just
yeah.
You saw it right up there.
Sorry, how big did Albany feel to you compared to where you grew up?
It felt the way New York feels now. That's how it felt. It felt like, oh, I'm in a city.
How long you been in New York, Jay?
2.5 years. I was in LA for a year before that, so yeah. But 2.5 years.
That's still a shock.
Yeah. I love it though. Cause in Albany, I would come down to the city. So it wasn't I knew everything. Mostly it was Manhattan and Queens. But I've been here for a while now. So I hated LA though. Fucking hated LA.
You hated LA? Why?
I don't know. It's just everyone's just a different attitude. It's like my brother put it this way. He's like, in New York, they say fuck you, but they mean how you doing. In LA, they say how you doing, but they mean fuck you.
Yeah.
It's totally what it felt like to me. So.
Yeah, everybody's out for themselves over there. But, you know, LA's got its good points and its bad points. How long were you in Albany?
From college on, so whatever.
All right, were you dating in Albany? What's going on in there?
Dating?
First of all, who did you go to the prom with?
Oh, this poor girl who's probably a lesbian now.
She's a gym teacher. Right.
And fired. And she's fired.
I tried being the dude, you know. I even had it's kind of weird. Like I wore for some reason I wore a silver tux because everyone wore black. I was like, nah, this gotta be fucking cool, you know, like so it's like gray with like a silver tie. It was just and when I came out as trans, my mom's like, I should have known it because you know, back then we were silver tux.
It's like either you're coming out or you're a game show host.
Right.
I too actually wore a silver tux.
Nice.
Well, you was a male stripper, goddammit, Dante.
I was not in high school, Jesus Christ.
You was getting ready for it. You wasn't.
I was.
No, Dante, put the shirt on. Shirt with the tux.
I was.
Not bow tie and jacket. Shirt.
It was that t-shirt with like the tuxedo tie.
Just the tux without the sleeves.
Yeah. Except the sleeves. You was in your mirror, Dante, warming up before you got the nerve to go do it public.
I don't know. I mean, I was a wild boy. We went to the same high school, you know.
Auckland?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Were you there when I was there?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. As I went, I did 2 years in tech, in Brooklyn Tech, and I got stabbed in tech in the bathroom.
First of all, you probably deserve it.
What happened?
Were you warming up for your stripper debut?
I got stabbed in tech.
How do you get stabbed in the bathroom in tech? What are you?
Because remember Westinghouse.
How many students got stabbed in tech?
Remember Westinghouse used to sneak in tech.
Yeah.
So Westinghouse was in there, tried to take my watch, and I was like, "Fuck that!" And they pulled the knife out of me. I was like, "Fuck that!" And then they stabbed, and I caught it in my arm. Wait,
so another school came to your school to rob people?
Yeah, that's what we used to do. They used to stand outside. We used to go up to tech to take all the new Walkmans. All the Asians there had fancy Walkmans from Japan and shit.
Yeah, well, the one with the shock headphones.
Yeah,
the headphones used to shake.
Yeah, we used to take those. Man.
But we used to always what you call it? You know, we always had to fight against Rothschilds. Remember Rothschilds?
All the mechanical high school. Wasn't that one of those?
Rothschild was it was basically a young jail.
Right.
Was on was it Claremont? No. Yeah.
No.
Right, Claremont and Atlantic.
And Atlantic, yep.
Yeah. And I used to take the 45 bus right in the gas station on Atlantic and Vanderbilt. Yeah. And Rothschilds would get out, and he was trying to get home before they got out because the motherfuckers was just – that was all the special ed kids in Rothschilds.
Yeah, I went to Lachlan, you know. Biggie was there with me, too. Biggie was there, then he left.
In Lachlan?
Yes, Biggie went to Lachlan with me, man. Biggie Smalls, hello.
How many? Really?
I beat on him. I beat his bodies a lot. I had to beat on him, guys.
Let me ask you something. How far were you? Because I graduated with Mark Jackson. How far were you behind Mark?
Oh, I was years after Mark. Mark graduated, I think, like 84 or something, 85.
85, probably 84. So I graduated 84.
I didn't get into Lachlan like to 90, in the 90s.
Oh, okay. I was gone already. I was in New Pulse. Stripping.
Stripping. Already out there.
And sword fighting.
I'm trying to get my education.
Yeah, I was fencing. And I got a fencing scholarship.
Did the stabbing have something to do with you taking up swashbuckling?
I wish I had my foil. I was a foil dude. But
a knife to a sword fight, you know?
It was just, it's just when they used to sneak in, they would sneak in, and they had in Brooklyn Tech, they had this called a SOS, which was like the dickhead security, student security, some shit. And they would sneak in and hang out, and you go to the bathroom, and then they would stick you up. And I was like, nah,
the motherfuckers was D-Seps. Remember the D-Seps?
Yes. Decepticon, yeah.
The gang in New York, they used to name themselves after the Transformers cartoon because they're tough.
They're evil ones.
Yeah, the Decepticon.
Yeah.
They do a lot of stabbing.
So no one had any parents this entire time in all of New York.
Parents have to work, Aaron. Everybody wasn't born with a silver. Parents have to go to work.
I was just a straight orphan. This is the most depressing growing up story I've ever heard.
Yeah. Why didn't you just tell?
Everyone turned to stripping in the end. No one had a mother or a father.
Oh, you want to hear some funny? You know how I left Brooklyn Tech? So my dad was in...
These are all schools that's hard to get in, by the way. Brooklyn Tech and Bishop Locke. Bishop Locke is a private school.
You got to be smart, yeah.
You got to take tests to get in. Brooklyn Tech is like Stuyvesant and Bronx.
Yeah, it was Stuyvesant, Bronx High, and Brooklyn Tech. Yeah, I just didn't want... I made it to Stuyvesant, but I wouldn't... I didn't want to travel.
I ain't going up there.
Great school, so just don't use the bathroom.
It is what it is. So I got stabbed, and I didn't tell nobody. I came upstairs and I was able to stop the bleeding.
Tater tots for lunch. I don't want to miss out on tater tots for lunch.
I was able to stop the bleeding, right? And then my dad was in World War II, right? So my dad
allegedly
took a knife off of a Nazi okay. in the war, right?
Right.
So he had it here. Hold on.
My dad gave a knife to a Nazi in the war.
So yeah, this is a swastika on the Nazi, and he took this. This is fun. This is always fun. Now, don't put the clip on YouTube with me just holding up the Nazi flag.
That is canceled. A career ender. What are you doing?
Mercy.
Yeah, my dad took it off an officer and he killed the officer. And I had this. And so after I got stabbed, he used to keep it under his bed, and I took it and stuck it in my JanSport, and I was going to school every day looking for the dude.
With a Nazi knife.
I mean, this shit is, look at the size of this. This is do damage.
Yeah, huge. That's a brain tickler. That's what we call a brain tickler.
And it was in the JanSport in my backpack, and I put my bag down like every day I was going with this knife, and they he saw the handle sticking out. He was like, "What are you doing with this?" And so I told him, and then it was right on winter recess.
Yeah.
They transferred me into Lachlan. I did my last 2 years in Lachlan.
Wow.
So it was like, you're not going back.
So what was it like in New York City to try out for a sports team? Because that's like a total, like, I didn't know, like, in our school, you didn't have to try out. It's like, if you wanted to play, you were on the team.
There's only nine people.
Like, we barely had a soccer team. You know, we had soccer, baseball, and basketball.
It was kids like, I don't want to play sports. It's like, you ain't got no choice, man.
You got to play. Yeah. That's one of your credits is to play.
It's like, I'm in a wheelchair. You're playing safety. You're in a football team.
Like I made the basketball team. I made the basketball team.
How good was it?
Oh, terrible. Oh, we were terrible.
And
I was the worst one of everyone. Like, I just sit across and be like, I wish I could wear the cheerleaders uniform, you know?
And then you go back to that town, and like the new you? Like,
Yeah, but I didn't really make it an announcement. Like, I go back once in a while because my mom's buried up there. So, you know, I go visit her grave and that. But it's not like I'm like, hey, girls, you know, like that sort of shit.
But do you see like friends, like old friends from high school? And
A couple of them reached out to me and actually came to shows when I was in Albany. They came down a few times. So if I were to go up, I'd probably give them a call and do lunch or something like that. But for the most part, it's like, no, not really.
Most of all, you ain't talking with them.
Yeah, what the fuck? No. You know?
They probably sucked anyway.
No, they have Confederate flags up there. So, I mean, it's like,
don't judge flags. This motherfucker just had a Nazi flag. We can't judge. Maybe they took that off a goddamn
Trump supporter.
They didn't take theirs off of, like, Johnny Reb or something like that. Like, they hang him because they're fucking, they're like, that's a way of life, you know, bullshit like that. So
are they Trumpy up there? Trump town?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Upstate? Shit.
Where north of Albany is Trump.
Richie's gonna act like he ain't sitting in a Trump house right now.
Oh, no, he's a Jew, baby. Come on.
Jews for Trump too, motherfucker.
That's Don Jr. and Ivanka hanging on your wall. Don't tell me it isn't.
Listen, like, Trump loves Israel. Come on, let's be honest.
Don't pretend like they ain't all behind him.
That's all Noam talks about is how much they love Israel.
Yes.
Her mom used to volunteer at Planned Parenthood, so they're not the Trump-style Jew.
Tell her I said thank you.
Personally. Thanks for that punch card.
They went in so much, they gave me a punch card.
Yeah. That's true.
I get a free sandwich with my next abortion. Nobody?
What you call it was from upstate, too? Kevin Meaney. You remember Kevin Meaney?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Meaney was such a good I was, like, as a kid, I used to watch him. And, you know, when he came out, right? You know, afterwards he came out,
yeah.
And he had this joke. He had this joke that used to kill me. He killed himself, though. He committed suicide. Yeah, but he had this. Huh?
He was only 60. He was such a nice guy. And he's like, it seemed like everything was going great for him. And then,
yeah, when he came out, it was good. He had this joke. He goes, I remember when I came out to my wife, I came home and I was like, honey, I'm homo. Right? So but I did a Cabo with him. And I was like, sorry, I was a fan of him because I was like one of those dudes. I used to stay up and watch Johnny Carson and all the time and watch. So I knew like Gary Mule Deer, remember him? And, you know, Kevin Meaney, and That's Not Right, and all of those dudes. I knew all of those dudes. And then I got to work with him, and he, we did this club, and he, it was like a high ceiling, and the crowd wasn't really into it, and he kind of, he did fine, but he kind of bombed. Right. And he was out, he went outside the bar in Cabo and started crying, and he was like, my life is shit, and such. And then after that, I remember he killed himself. It's fucking.
Oh, wait, was that soon after?
Not like a year after, maybe a year. You didn't you go to Cabo with me too, right? Didn't you do Cabo?
Was it after you showed him the concert?
I don't know if I was on that show. I don't remember coming on that show.
Say, what'd you say, Jay?
Never mind. I said, was it after you showed him your Nazi flag? Is that
well, I didn't really.
I remember the first time I worked with Kevin, like, yeah, it was like he was really quiet, really nice. But then, like, after a couple times, he was just the greatest guy ever. And, like,
he's a sweetheart.
That first set he did on Carson was, it's like,
brilliant. Murdered. Yeah. He like, murdered. Yeah.
Yeah, about his mom and how you're going to burn the house down, all those things. He was amazing.
But his LGBT stuff was great. It was fucking great. And I just couldn't, you never know. I mean, I think he suffered with a little depression too.
He had
a lot
of depression. He would talk about it. He had a lot of depression.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
The last time I saw him, he was at the stand, the old stand on 20th, 1/3. And chilling. It was me, him, and like Rachel. Rachel was there too, Rachel Feinstein. And he was just chilling. He was just a good dude, man.
Good dude.
Like any other comics, you see a lot of comics that motherfuckers will smile and laugh, but you can tell the motherfuckers are fucking
in pain.
Hurting. You know who's hurting?
Like you, right, Sherrod?
I've been blessed. I've been lucky enough to be blessed enough that my pain comes and goes. It don't linger.
Yeah.
thank God for that.
Yeah.
Love to cling to pain. I love a good long pain.
Like a full-size pillow.
I love a moist pillow.
a tear-stained pillow.
Yes, I love my white pain.
I crusted shut from the salt overnight.
No, that's what they are. Peel my eyes open every day. white tears. Yeah, what can I say?
I have to go in the shower and cry for half an hour while I scour away the evil.
Ain't nothing wrong with a good cry now. You gotta get it out.
Yeah, no, it's the best. Oh my God, I got all my best crying in this pandemic. Like really quality crying where you're just like, I think it's good for like the rest of the year. I like really got it in.
Yeah, well, did it start immediately when you got into quarantine or did it start gradually?
I loved quarantine. I was very happy to be locked down. I was like, this is the break I need. And then a series of trying events occurred, as I think they did for all of us. And God, did I cry. I cried and I cried. And then when it was like, now it's like less cool for white people to cry. And I just like, I really like, not me. I stepped it up. I separated my time to 1,000 while I still can get it in. You know,
I think public crying for white women is on halt right now. You can do some private crying. But nobody's feeling bad for y'all right now.
You can cry. You can cry for a black dude. You can do that in public.
But we're doing that, they'd be like this. Shut up, bitch. It's you to be dead.
Or say somebody groomed you. That's the new thing that you can claim. Claim that you're grooming. Claim that you've been groomed. That's they don't need any contact. Just a DM. You can cry about that.
I mean,
I had a ball. I've been having a ball. I still got the phone company job. I was going to retire, and then I had my little baby. So I'm not. So I was like, I guess I'll do another 5 years.
It probably paid well, though, right?
Say again?
It retirement, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why, like, even when I was, like, I mean, Patrice, I remember when Patrice was alive, Patrice was like, when are you gonna leave that job and become a real comic? I was like, yeah, motherfucker, fuck you. I'm gonna keep this $100,000 job and the benefits and the retirement. And, I mean, because, I mean, comedy's done at night anyway. I mean, I'm tired of shit. So I've been doing it for 20 years, and I got 26, 27 years in the phone company. But then I was a union delegate. So I didn't have to work anyway. So I was just like,
you're on the take, you son of a bitch. You
ain't yeah. Been a oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm a union hooligan. Absolutely.
You dug a ditch, huh?
A couple of ditches. A couple of ditches.
He's a crook.
Fuck yeah.
Well, like, you talk about jobs, like Vic DiBattista, he was a bus driver still. Like, he kept his job for the longest time.
Yeah.
I think he quit it the last few years.
I would quit it, but I mean, because it's essential and it's a utility, but it's private.
Yeah,
so you gotta do 30 to get the full pension. So I'm like, what am I gonna do? Go do 27 and then bail out and then get it just don't even make no sense.
Yeah, some comics still keep a regular job during they're doing just like a Chris D'Elia. He was a daycare center, right?
Right. I think Jeff Ross hired him.
He worked at a kids clothing store. He's really good. He's good.
Well, you just
that was weird. Would you say something?
Pass that?
Oh, it was Richie.
No, do you think that Chris is going to survive this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's already fine. He didn't. Here's the thing. It's did you see? There were these like anonymous accounts that were tweeting at
members,
and they were accused. Like the whole cast of Riverdale, which I don't watch because I'm not 15, but like it's a very popular show.
You look 15, baby.
Thank you. Wait, hold on. Sorry. Don't go on, Dante.
So this story can wait.
Whole cast of like,
said the roast master.
Everybody freaked out over it. And then those same accounts, like other anonymous accounts, were like, do you see how easy it is to lie to you guys? And you all believe it. Yeah. And like,
oh,
a bunch
wow,
of people
really?
Confused. Like, I'm not saying that Chris D'Elia, here, I'm gonna.
He's a creep, but who's, you know, he's a creep. You know,
is he though? Is Chris D'Elia?
I don't know.
So none of these people were below the age of consent in the places where he was interacting with them. And if they were, he cut it off. And then they were like these girls who were flirting with him and he was like, come backstage or whatever. Like, what would you have done, I guess? Like, is that so wrong? Isn't that like
no, what I'm saying, look, like I was on somebody's podcast and we went through every account. Like, what was it? And none of it was really illegal, but he was definitely pressing his pedophile up to the glass. You know what I mean? He was right up on the glass. Like, you can feel his breath on the glass. He wrote 15. He wrote 15 in the moisture on the glass. But it was creepy, but not... I mean, and that's creepy's relevant.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm gonna break this down for America's sake. Because we talked about this on Race Wars before. It's legal. You can marry a 12-year-old in America. 12-year-old child. You can. It's legal to marry
with consent.
A
with consent.
Yeah, with consent from parents. And the parents could be just in a fucking in a cult and just say yes. And a 12-year-old is married to an 82-year-old. And this just happened this week. By the way, this happens every day in America. So everybody's this fucking bullshit fucking morality that they're trying to push on people. It's like, depending on what state you are, is how where your moralities lie. It's like New York is 17 years old. Fucking New Mexico is 12.
Yeah.
It's like, where's the outrage for that shit? Your parents say yes. And your parents shouldn't have the power to say yes to that shit.
Right. No.
Other than your parents.
12 is insane.
Yeah, it happens a lot, like religion.
It's all hypocrisy, man.
I agree, but I guess if there's a 22-year-old, dog, I'm like, Yeah, I just don't have anything in common with you, but that's a preference thing more than it is. You know what I mean? That's a preference thing. But either you're gonna make it that way across the board, or you're not. You can't. You want to pick cherry pick about what's what and what's what, and then this is the outrage. And
well, yeah, the tweet that went super viral, the girl that first set off the whole D'Elia thing, in that tweet, it's like, it's a story I used to tell at parties because I thought it was funny, but then I realized he was grooming me. It was like, so you were bragging about it up until 2 weeks ago.
Until you decided you weren't bragging about it. Yeah.
Decided that it was premeditated assault. It was like a pre-crime, basically.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, just because, like, if someone does marry someone legally at 12 years old, that doesn't mean they're a good person. Just because they follow the law, they're still creepy as fuck.
Right.
They're still like, and that law is still fucked up, and their parents are fucked up.
Yeah, but you can marry somebody at 40, and they're 40, and still be a creepy motherfucker. You know what I mean? So it's like,
but if something needs to be illegal, even if your parents agree to it, it's like pedophiles can have kids.
Yeah.
Have kids.
But wait,
so why would they give a fuck if somebody fucked it? They're like, I fuck kids, so you can fuck my kid. So why do they have that power?
This is a real question. Why was Chris D'Elia creepy? Like, I understand he was a little bit aggressive and like requesting nudes or that girls come backstage, but I've had those interactions so many times with people where I just said no.
Because you're a whore. No, I mean.
What is so creepy about someone, about a famous guy asking, not demanding or bullying, but asking?
All dudes ask for nudes.
But genuinely,
all dudes ask you for nudes, Sherrod?
Did you get those that I sent you?
I didn't. I'm jealous. I'm kind of jealous. Nobody asked me for a nude.
Most guys have to put more clothes on. That's what they
do. Do you guys remember the Aziz, the whole Aziz thing?
Yeah, right. But Aziz is kind of creepy. Not creepy, but maybe awkward.
Okay, here's
not the kind of rapist.
No, Dante, Aziz is not hot. He's just not hot. And if Brad Pitt did the same thing and was
it would be fine, right?
If Brad Pitt said, "I love your camera. Come have dinner with me. Would you mind sucking my dick and having a glass of wine that I chose for you?" The girl would be like,
But here's the thing. Even with Aziz, she sucked his dick and then they moved locations and then she sucked his dick again. Here's the creepy part. They said he was putting his fingers in her mouth and she was like, like, this, the creepiness is that you don't have the awareness to go, this is not really working out. But that's awkward.
If you're not hot, it's only creepy if you're not hot. Like, there have been, I don't know if someone is like, I wouldn't allow.
I don't feel like, I just don't feel like Brad Pitt would be like, and then not know.
It's like Sam J said, we got to teach our daughters better. We got to teach our women better. It's like, if you with Aziz and you can't take control of a situation, you a bitch ass bitch. If you can say, man, get your fucking fingers on my mouth. And he's doing what he would do. So we gotta teach him. That's what Sam J said. She's right.
But it's also value. It's value. It's the fact that she looked at somebody who was famous and said, "This guy is worth more than me."
That's what we
and so
teach
I'm going right. So you gotta. But I mean,
what's
you
your
know,
value? Because I know my. I don't know
right.
who you are. I
right.
know my value.
Exactly.
You Michael Jackson, nigga. Who gives a fuck? I'm gonna say beat it.
Yeah.
Dude, the weirdest thing that Aziz did was he put on Seinfeld while she was blowing him.
You put on Seinfeld? I've been able.
Yeah, they were watching
What's
Seinfeld.
The deal with your teeth? Why are your teeth scraping my balls?
What is up with that?
What's the deal?
But to your
What's
point,
the
though,
deal with your teeth?
But Karen, to your point that D'Elia would be the most conventionally handsome guy to get allegations.
It's so unfortunate. That picture that's always circulating of him on a step and repeat with a beard down to his fucking chest. Like, this is why there's tweets about
his,
him.
His if neck was, beard.
Just the neck part.
He had a neck beard.
Ratty. It's that rat look that he was just rocking forever. Like, you know who girls don't want to be pressured for sex from? A neckbeard rat.
Yeah, a 5 o'clock shadow. Nobody wants Nixon shadow acting them out.
He does that a lot. He does this a lot.
It's just the Z's gate all over again. It's just these people just aren't hot enough for being as sexually demanding as they are of people that age. It's like you have, if the younger that you go, even if it's like not illegal, like it's within consent or whatever, you're not dealing with people who know how to, like,
they don't understand social cues.
They don't understand not being really special. That's what it is. It's like they don't understand why he's asking for nudes and not asking them to be his girlfriend. I remember being that age. Sherrod knew me at that age. And I thought, I mean, I still think I'm like pretty cool. But at the time, I thought I was the shit and like so special and should be wifed up by everybody. That's that age. You're just like, why am I not your fucking wife? What do you mean send me nudes?
Like, I've never met Chris D'Elia, so I can't speak about him. Like, I don't know what kind of guy. But you know, it's sort of like I don't have a problem with someone asking for nudes from an 18-year-old, but if someone looks at someone just like, oh, they could be 16, I wouldn't mind some nudes for later. You know, that's a little creepy. So I don't know the whole situation, and I don't know the whole deal. And
yeah, well, he was trying to get nudes when they, what?
I don't know what grooming. I don't know what grooming. I don't even know what, like, what is that?
Like, well, grooming is a term that they use for real pedophiles. That, like, the best example of grooming ever was that Netflix documentary Abducted in Plain Sight, where the guy got to know the whole family. And just so that he could eventually make the move on the daughter. You make her comfortable, you get the parents to trust you.
It's the long game.
It's what priests do. Yeah. Priests don't assault a kid on the first day. No. They have him for months or years as an altar boy.
Generations. And then give him-
maybe they're just shy, Richie. Maybe it's just shy. Yeah. It's so trying to work up there. Like, hey, Tommy. Yeah. You know what? Let's talk about it next week.
Waiting for him to make the first move for years.
Yeah. I mean, only a fool. Some people that stumble in, but yeah, some of these motherfuckers who they manipulate the whole situation for years to get next to a kid and get him alone and get the parents to trust.
Yeah, but that's not what Chris D'Elia did. Chris D'Elia said, send me nudes, bitch.
it's
not a crime.
But I don't know all these.
It's not a crime.
I don't know.
It's not a crime.
You can marry a 12-year-old in this country. It's like, let's get our priorities straight.
Yeah.
We should fix that.
Yeah.
Senior-old, you have to read the room and know that they think they're so, so special.
That's why when people was talking to Michael Jackson shit, it's like, and the parents brought them over, it's like, really, legally, you can get married under those circumstances in this country. Yeah.
Right, and now he could have married that little dude now.
you can get married under those circumstances.
Right.
If you Google right now that shit, nigga, you'll see Washington State, Arizona, New Mexico. It's these 80s fucking year old men.
No, Sherrod got a card in his wallet with all the ages. The states and the ages.
It's a map. It's an extension of Google Maps that we cross the state line.
And he's like, where we at?
He released emails where like a girl was like, I'm 16. He was like, okay, bye. Like if it was like not, she couldn't consent in that state or whatever. Like he was just like a thorough famous guy who doesn't.
He's a pussy hound.
Yeah. But he's like, this is like, you know.
When you got the young pussy like that, young pussy, that tells me you got a small dick.
Yeah. It's not a cool dude thing.
That's what that tells me. It's only small dick. Listen, fucking a young girl.
I only date 80-year-olds.
They can't take no dick. I need a big season.
Yeah. 80-year-olds take it right in the butt, first off. No spit or nothing.
An 80-year-old with like 20 kids, you know, that shot them all out. So it's just
Yeah.
So it's like a deflated blimp, you know? You're just like.
Yeah. Everything. You, your friends, only, your bikes.
Only banging 16-year-olds is like if you're skiing, you only do the first tracks in the morning. Like I want that fresh powder, no grooves.
Imagine, like, it's so, you do pay a price for that. Like, then you have to sit there and make conversation with a 16-year-old.
Oh, awful.
Have to sit there. And go, I can't even talk to someone who's 20. I'm like, what do I even do with you? Why are you alive? Yeah.
Can you buy me cigarettes? Oh, man.
Yeah, but you can find older people just as dumb, but you just got to find, you know, age at a certain point. It's just too much. But if you can find, you can still find somebody who's not your age, higher or lower, and find things in common.
Yeah. Well, it's more maturity than anything else. It's intellect more than anything. I remember I snatched some girl out of the comedy club. Well, I shouldn't say snatched, but she, I accosted her and I was driving her to my house. And she goes, "Oh, you're from Brooklyn? Do you know Jay-Z?" I was like, "Get out my car. We gotta go. I'm not. Do I know Jay-Z?
What up? You want to call him?" Yeah, girls are dumb. We all agree on that, right, guys? Speaking of girls, who's Biden going to pick for his vice presidential running mate?
Oh,
he said he's making that pick in August.
He is.
You gotta go with somebody black. My guess is it's Tootie from The Facts of Life. Anybody?
I think he's going to nominate a black vagina.
He's too woke for his own.
Yeah, that's
wait, is Nell Carter still alive?
Oh, Nell, he's gone.
Nell's gone. She had the sugar.
Yeah, she had the sugar. Break right now.
It's like I think it would have been Kamala if he's, but then. Then, you know, if George Floyd happened and then everyone's, so now, like, you can't have a cop now because, and like, I haven't met a single person of color who backs Kamala. Yeah.
No,
so
black people, let me tell you something about Kamala and black people, black Americans. They don't trust her. You know why? Because she's Jamaican. And black Americans don't trust Jamaicans.
She's Indian. Isn't she part Indian?
She's Jamaican.
Oh.
And you know, we love them, but we go like this.
We'll visit.
But they're not gonna do Stacey Abrams. They're not gonna do Stacey Abrams because she looks like she makes good potato salad. Yeah, that's not gonna.
That's why too. I guarantee that's why they don't think she's pretty enough or something.
Yeah, she's not pretty enough to do it. I would like, you know, I'd like to see the governor of Atlanta.
Governor of Atlanta, nigga.
The mayor of Atlanta. Yeah.
Free state of Atlanta.
She's definitely parlaying for the position.
The governor
dude.
Of Atlanta is a black dude who stands outside a bar.
So the mayor of Atlanta.
Governor.
I love Stacey Abrams. I think it's gonna be Susan Rice probably.
Susan Rice.
I'd go with that. That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
Yeah, I'm down for it. Right as you said that.
Yeah, that feels good, Susan Rice. That feels good to me.
It feels like home.
Supposedly, at the same time, Trump is going to throw Pence overboard and nominate Nikki Haley to take away from the news cycle. Yeah,
I know whoever he picked. If Biden do pick a black woman, that the picture on that ticket, they're going to look like an old white man and his home care nurse.
Yeah. Dude,
how crazy is
he's
it?
He's stealing from me. He steal from me when nobody here.
Take my money.
No, I see him as like the creepy guy who hits on every nurse in the nursing home. You know?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. He's definitely creepy.
Who's gonna vote for Trump? Right. Other than me.
Yeah.
Going
crazy.
To?
That shit is crazy. Dude. That new shit is crazy. The fuck. And the bounties is crazy, and then I was like, when I heard about the bounties
yeah. on American soldiers that the
yeah, and then when they said it was a year ago, it was last May, you like 2019 May, you like God damn, and I said this before, I don't think he's gonna get elected because it's not gonna stop. Like every time you think it's bad, it gets worse. It gets worse.
Oh, whoa, you mean it gets funnier, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever.
The thing is scary to me is that
nobody knowing we need this as comedians, don't we? I mean,
he's so passe though, dude. Nobody really does Trump jokes really because it's just so obvious. You know what I mean? It's too obvious.
It's almost like jokes that worked right when you got elected don't work anymore because they're too real.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like no exaggeration to what he's doing at all. It's just
always Trump jokes. And I say we give him 4 more years just to see maybe he found himself. But it's like watching a movie. Maybe he's a good guy now. It's like President Dave or whatever.
But the thing that's scary to me is that the lesson from 2004 is that people don't show up to vote against someone as much as they do to vote for someone.
I think they will now, though. I think they will. I think it's crazy enough now.
60% of the country hated Bush, and he still got elected, reelected.
Yeah, but it wasn't this bad, Richie. This is bad, dog. And then we still, we got another, what, 4-5 months? So,
but like, things have changed in a night, though, Dante. You
know, nah, dog. Wherever you go there, wherever you go there, yo, he can't change, dog. He can't change.
His situation can change in a weekend.
How?
Because that's how these news cycles work. You got to understand these news cycles 24 hours, man. That means at any time of the day,
he needs to stay in the news cycle. He just tweeted a dude, a white power dude, that was old. You know how old grabber by the pussy is? Like that's ancient.
Yeah, but that they did in 2016, where they're like, oh, Trump couldn't possibly win.
Right.
It has, Biden's leading by a margin that's so big that nobody has ever overcome this much of a gap, lagging behind. And that's what they did in 2016. Everybody got comfortable, and people didn't feel pressured to go out and vote. And
they
feel pressure this year.
Trump makes you feel pressure.
Do they?
Is he going to make pressure for the people who voted for him not to vote for him?
I don't know, guys. Right. That's what they said 4 years ago. And if you
guys I don't know.
Yeah, but nobody.
4 years.
Anybody on the fence? Maybe. But.
Not maybe. It's nobody on the fence no more. It's not. Nobody's on the fence.
I ain't buying it. Because what people say in your face and what they do in that fucking voting booth are two different things.
Jay, what is it?
What I was gonna say, it's also different. Yeah, a lot of, like, 60% of the country may hate him, 70% might, but it's because it's electoral college. All it matters really is what's Michigan think, what's Wisconsin.
It's come down to 5 states this year.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
5.
Like Ohio.
And all the states have more COVID people than anybody, and old people are dying. Right. Old people are dying, and they're not fucking with this. And it goes beyond that. I mean, the old people, they're aware of what they're voting for and what they're not voting for.
Yeah, but Bolton's book just came out. Bolton just came out, works for the president, came out, scolding book, whole bunch of shit on Trump, awful, how he's doing shit, how he's not even, he's not, what did he say? He's not
not even trying to do anything for the country. He's doing it for himself.
He's not built for this presidency. But at the end of his interview, it's like, will you vote for him? He said, yep.
Who would vote for him?
Bolton.
Bolton didn't say vote. No, he didn't.
If I'm lying or dying, I know the nigga. I know Bolton. I've been on TV with him.
He said he won't. He just said the other day on CNN he will not. That's why I'm not voting. He was on Chris Cuomo and said he wouldn't vote for him. Like 2 days ago.
But they put him against the wall. He's like, if you could pick between them, would you vote for Trump? And he said, yep. Because how he feels about the defense stuff. He said that's why he would vote for him. Even after all that dumb shit. I'm telling you, I didn't hear that.
I thought he was on Chris Cuomo and he said he wouldn't vote. That's why he wouldn't vote for him. That he's not even trying to.
But either way, the thing that's happening that happened in like
2016
is that he takes up all the air in the room. It's all you can talk about. Even MSNBC, who's trying their hardest to drag fucking Joe Biden's dead body across that finish line, they're still talking about something dumb that Trump did 90% of the time.
Yeah. You have to. He controls the narrative, even if it's dumb or not.
Even if he's retweeting white power. Yeah. Like, you got to talk about that.
Even if it's something stupid, they're going to be talking about it. But
talk about it.
If you get another term, honey, it's going to be catastrophic.
We'll still be 100 years trying to get back to where we were. It's 100 years. When he gets another 4 years, it'll be longer than that. And then the Supreme Court justices, it's just, that's easily 100 years.
And the federal judge
doesn't have another 4 years in her, dude.
Who?
Roof.
He pointed 200 judges.
No.
Roof, Mike, she Brooklyn, baby. She BK, nigga. You know how we roll. We ain't going nowhere. We Brooklyn,
no
baby.
No parents, baby. Not one parent. We're going to live until 100. Ginsburg,
I just don't think it's going to stop. And I don't think he can. I like, one thing I'll agree with you with this. If you if he could change, if he could turn the corner and just be semi-normal, mm-hmm. I think he would have a shot. I just don't think he can be even semi-normal. It's every 2 days.
Here, Dante.
Huh?
Semi-normal ain't get him here. He's going to give his base what his base won, Trump.
Right. Yeah, he lives in the gold house. He doesn't do normal.
Yeah, more, yeah, 4 more years of his brain melting. That's not going to get more normal.
No, yeah, it's going to get more Trumpy though.
It's going to get more Trumpy.
He can't fold an umbrella. He's got no idea. He's so far away from normal.
Yeah, Melania, poor Melania.
Poor Melania. Can we save Melania? She deserves our empathy.
Listen, ain't no volunteers. Nope. No victims. Just volunteers, baby.
Exactly.
She signed up for that shit. Right. So
fuck all that.
Ride it out, bitch. Ride it out.
What you gonna get when you first sign up? Ex Scottie Pippen. Melania ain't any smarter than Scottie Pippen.
No.
But you think Scottie's got a bum deal, but you ain't gonna say that about Melania. Man, that's how men think. Man. Yeah, the worst contract, motherfucker, but you cry for Scotty.
Nobody cries for Scotty.
I don't get it.
Everything comes back to a Jordan documentary.
Yeah, it's so good.
Starting up, right? Isn't basketball got to restart or something?
It's rumors of it. I've been watching Premier League because the soccer's back in Europe. I've been watching that.
Yeah, well, dude, it's supposed to start in Orlando in the bubble city.
That's what they say.
Yeah, and Orlando is, like, spiking right
spiking
now.
Spiking like crazy. Yeah, that's why Kyrie Irving and a couple other players, like, they ain't going down there.
But also, the NBA with no hose, these guys aren't going to be able to go out. They're not going to be able to leave their family. They can bring one person. Like, they can bring a girlfriend in with them, but if she leaves, she's out. If they leave, they're out.
But if you have a dude who's been married for a while, you're like this, please, NBA, keep my wife out of here. Yeah, Lord have mercy. I'll play every game. I'm playing every team.
Home free.
You're going to play volleyball? They're going to sign up for volleyball and kickball, wiffle ball.
You guys have a cornhole league?
You went out.
Now, that is some Hunger Games vibes going on.
Yeah.
Well, and they're giving the better hotels and like, you know, spots in the resort to the better teams. So the way that you know that you're that the league doesn't fuck with you if you're in like the Roadway in Orlando. Like, oh.
Yeah, the Knicks are staying with my Cuban grandmother down there. They ain't gonna get a hotel. They're gonna stay with DD. They stay with my DD.
You have to work at Disney to pay the rent.
Little worse. They should play
in
jeans.
That is so cruel.
It's not cruel, but hopefully this thing will be over soon. We'll have some type of, you know, something coming back to normal. I heard a comedy seller talking they're going to probably open up in like 2 weeks and try to do some limited shows, like distance. Yeah, probably like July something.
I got to tell you, that makes me happy to hear that they're like business-wise, but you couldn't pay me to be indoors with strangers, even if it's limited seating. Like, how terrifying is that? Yeah, are you guys going?
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
100%.
Indoors with walls and strangers?
It makes me nervous.
Guys, fuck nah. What about you, Richie? You're like, you stare death in the face.
Yeah, no, I'm staying quarantined for a while. We're down in Florida till further notice.
Just for that haircut, you gotta stay in the house.
Yeah, I don't let this grow out, dude. but also today, De Blasio announced that they're postponing the indoor eating thing
for at least another week.
So they're gonna start following they're basing it more on what's happening in Florida and Texas than they are in what's happening in New York.
Mm-hmm. And plus, they got everything in New York building an outdoor space. Now you can, if you're a restaurant, a bar, you can have an outdoor space in the street. You have
tables.
Going through the middle, so it's dope. So you got everybody outside with tables and umbrellas and awnings and shit. It's in the street, partying out night. But some people wearing masks, but some people not. But it seems like more people are wearing masks.
Yeah, but it's such a mishmash of outdoor seating. Like, some of them are like tables separated by barriers, and you're like, all right, that you can do that. But some of them are like just banquet tables with strangers sitting next to each other. It just happens to be outside. Like,
but now they build them.
I'm mad because they're taking all the parking. And they're building platforms, and it can't park. You can park nowhere.
I think they're gonna keep some of them because right now
I think so too.
Keep them up to October. That's why people are building them out.
Oh my
God. That's why
you
got them pulling in flowers and fucking wood panel and it's all.
Yeah, they are.
But they get the
New Jersey
to October.
New Jersey's livid with the governor, the restaurant owners, because they told him they could open up and then changed his mind. And so all these restaurant owners went out and they restocked food for a full house.
That sucks.
A place where I do a monthly. This guy's like, dude, I just spent fucking 10 grand in food after already spending 10 grand updating the place so that we can have, you know, so we can put an ionizer in and shit like that.
Right.
So, like, they're hurting, man. That sucks to do that psych move.
I think we'll be sucking wind at least till 2022.
Definitely till January. It's gonna be. Let's be.
I mean, you're gonna have limited stuff here and there, but it ain't. It's not gonna lift. They got to figure out. I don't know if there's a tech. They don't even have a technology where you can put filters, like maybe UV filters to filter the air. And
we don't have that.
They don't have any of that. They don't even have a vaccination yet. So
now we got that new strain of H1N1 that's creeping up. So we might have something else on top of us, guys. Yeah. And then the locusts in Pakistan. What about the locusts in Pakistan?
Right.
What about the dust? What about the dust storms?
Indians said he's going to send 1,000 ducks over to Pakistan to help with the locusts. They're going to down the ship and ducks the battleship. We're through.
Also, only 1,000.
So who's how are you going to get 1,000?
Fat ducks, Richie. Fat ducks.
Alive.
They send 1,000
ducks over to Pakistan.
Oh, yesterday with that rainstorm, did you see the hail?
China sent
out. There was hail yesterday.
Oh, yeah, it was hail. There's a lot of places in the country, but yeah, we had some of this.
And then they had the dust storms, too.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we got that down here, the dust.
Dust storms are going on, right?
Well, the important thing is that it came from the Sahara Desert.
Oh, okay. So there's scorpions in it.
It always comes from the Sahara, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
The Sahara is what feeds the rainforests in Brazil and South America. That's where the nutrients come from. It comes over on the wind from the Sahara, from Africa.
Hate when Sherrod is acting smart.
I know.
Fucking awful.
Sheradopedia.
Sherrod is a dude, but like, teacher, you forgot to assign us homework. You're like, you suck.
This is the first time I saw it.
You think it was
this is the first time I saw wind that had mummies in it. So excuse me if I just put it out.
Desert spiders and scorpions. That's just crazy. And the killer bees. The wasp.
What happened?
The killer wasp.
Guys.
The new Wu-Tang album.
Man, the killer, I'm out, I'm in.
Murder hornets.
Murder hornets, right? That's what they call it.
Oh, yeah, the hornets. But that was quick. The hornets went in and out. They ain't have a
It's still here, son.
Yeah, the hornets are 10 pages.
I watched a documentary on those killer hornets, right?
No, definitely.
One of them came in the beehive, so they shut the beehive, and then they jumped on them, and then all the bees, they buzz and shake. They go up to like 100.
It makes it real hot.
Like 140 degrees. They cook them in the cell. Because if he gets out, they come back and they just murder everybody.
Yeah, they have to close it off so the scent won't get out. They close it off and then they start flapping their fucking wings real fast.
And they heat up. You see it get white hot. And then he's just like, you didn't see, they heat up. They put like the thermal camera on it.
Yeah.
And they just, and it gets white hot.
That's
and
then
he just laying there like this in the shell. Now, some of them get killed too. Some of the bees die too.
Some of the ones in the middle get killed, but it's worth
it.
The queen is good. You good.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Shit is crazy.
That's how I go.
But you say, Jay?
Real informative episode.
That's how I get a date. Really, really fast. I make it really, really hot so that I can't escape. And then I jump on it. That's it.
Let's do some plugs. Jay, you got some plugs you want to do? Pluggy plugs?
Sure. I'll be here the rest of the summer.
Enjoy the veal.
At Jay McBride. JAYEMCBRIDE.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Richard?
You can follow me at Richie Redding, and this Friday, July 3rd, I have a new album coming out called Number One Album of the Year. And I recorded it the last show before quarantine. It was March 14th at 10 p.m. in Miami in front of a crowd that thought they were hammered maggots that thought that the Rona was a hoax. It was the weirdest fucking night ever. of comedy, and I turned it into an album. I'm pretty psyched about it.
Awesome,
that
is great.
And that was down in Miami.
Yeah, Comedy Inn.
Comedy Inn. Mm-hmm. March 14th, right before the shutdown.
10 p.m. March 14th. Wow. The last show that I did.
That's like the last helicopter out.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was wild.
Where can people find the album again?
It'll be streaming everywhere on Friday, July 3rd. But there's links to it on my social media. Everything is at Richie Redding.
Perfect. Don Tizzy? Oh, Jay?
I'm sorry, I forgot. Also, it's not an album, but I'm part of a compilation, the Pride Parade of Stand-Up with Judy Gold, Jessica Kirsten, a bunch of great people.
Dope.
Don Tizzy?
You can check my podcast, Man School 202. Also, the YouTube, Man School YouTube is up. All my social media, Instagram's The Dante Nero. Everything else is Dante Nero. And if you want to consult with me, my relationship podcast, it's DanteNero.com. Click on consult. I have consulted throughout the comedy community extensively. I'm saving lives. You can just click on consult and book some time with me. Yo, thanks. I appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for including me.
You
know that. It's good to see you.
Jay,
I want to get you on my podcast too.
Should. And you can check me out. You can come say hi to me at Karen Margolis, KerenMargolis on Instagram and Twitter. And check out our YouTube where we post full episodes and you can see us like the Brady Bunch on Zoom talking, and you can see my pink little salamander head. And don't forget to check out when it comes back, and I'll let you know, Nergasm at Compound Media, hosted by me.
Excellent day. Oh, what an episode. Make sure you guys check out Small Ball on Embassy Rail, the sports comedy podcast. Small Ball, available on Apple Music and Spotify. What an episode, huh, guys? You had fun?
Always.
This is great, man.
Always.
You're all, hopefully we'll be on stage again soon. Until then, stay safe, be well.
Later.
Raise wall.
Thanks, guys.
Jay, can you send me a DM on my Instagram? Dante Nero. You send me your number, please.
Yeah, we'll
do. Love you.
Great seeing you guys. Thank you for having me.
All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all.